Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Castile, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Castile is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastile.com.
And now time for the WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman. And Randy, of course, starting off with the latest development on Xerox's potential deal with Fuji.
Really been building, Beth, over the last few weeks. We first, of course, have been hearing about the shareholder lawsuits by the activist investors, Carl Icahn and Darwin Deason, who were trying to block the deal. They felt that it undervalued Xerox. Also, Deason was trying to put forth his own slate of members for the board of directors. But things really took a turn for a bit more dramatic situation on Friday. We found about this late on Friday. On the Deason lawsuit about the entire deal, it turns out the judge in New York City, a state Supreme Court justice, issued a preliminary injunction blocking the merger, basically which would eventually see Fuji taking control of Xerox in a more than $6 billion deal. And the judge decided to grant the injunction, saying that CEO Jeff Jacobson was trying to conclude that deal with Fuji, even though he was advised to end negotiations. Xerox says it disagrees with the ruling. They will appeal that decision. They believe that shareholders should have their exercise their right to vote and decide for themselves. They say the Xerox board undertook a rigorous process to reach its decision to approve that proposed transaction. Fuji also indicating it may appeal the judge's ruling. Another upshot of this, Beth, is right now it looks like Darwin Deason, again, one of the top shareholders of Xerox, along with Carl Icahn, will have the right to put forth his own slate of directors for the upcoming annual meeting. They had tried to block him from doing that, saying there were some procedural things that prevented Deason from doing that, but the judge said that he can do that, again, depending on appeal with this whole thing, and really just throws a big monkey wrench into what's going on. We're waiting still to hear, Beth, when the annual meeting will be. That is likely to be a much more dramatic affair than some of the kind of pro forma things we often see. It should happen sometime in May or June. We also have earnings coming out on Thursday afternoon, and we're all very curious to see what the CEO will have to say about the current goings-on. I'm sure Wall Street investment analysts will have a lot to ask as well. So that, again, a story still to be determined. Other news today, latest numbers from the State Labor Department showing more growth in the local labor force. The data from March shows there was an increase in private sector employment of about 6,100 jobs in the Rochester Metro compared to last year. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says some of the sectors of the economy that saw growth include two of the areas that often show strong numbers locally.
Although we did see a high concentration of job creation in education and healthcare, a number of key sectors also created jobs. Construction, this sector's been expanding throughout the past 8 years.
The unemployment rate for the Rochester Metro, 5.4%. That's about a half point higher than last year, but still historically low for that month. And Wegmans opening a really big store in the Boston area in Natick. That was at the Natick Mall. First time they've opened next to a shopping mall. First time they've had a two-level, in case one level wasn't enough for you, Beth, two levels of Wegmans, along with special escalators that carry your carts up and down the stairs. I'd like to see that. 146,000 square feet, which actually makes it larger than Pittsford, which I believe is about 134,000. And so far, Wegmans has not been able to get into the actual city of Boston, but certainly in Natick, they're in the general metro area. And as you might guess, thousands of people showing up for the opening there.
Kind of a tourist destination in itself. All
it
right.
Certainly is.
Thank you, Randy. That's Randy Gorman, our news director with the WXXI Business Report, which you hear every Monday around this time.